specifically the trial of the five young men from the D.C. area. They went missing from the D.C. area last November, and they wound up in Pakistan. They were arrested there and put on trial for allegedly planning terrorist activities. U.S. and Pakistani officials have basically said they believe that they were planning attacks on American installations or American forces there, and planning to get in touch with at least terrorist groups and individual terrorist operators. They have denied that claim, and they're on trial right now in Pakistan. We spoke to the mother of one of them a couple of days ago. Her name is Amal Khalifa. Her son, his name is Rami Zamzam. He is one of the five young men who went missing, and she basically says that he was beaten and tortured while in custody, and that the others were as well, and that that's the reason that they got them to allegedly confess to doing to these activities. She said that this was all forced out of them, that they're innocent, that they didn't do any of this stuff. She said her son never confessed, but at least one or two of the others did as a result of beating and torture. But the Pakistanis vehemently deny that. They say that during their time in custody there, they've had access, consular access, to U.S. officials, and there's been no reporting of any torture or beating to those officials. And we did talk to a U.S. consular official in Islamabad who said that they've had access to them, but because of privacy laws, they can't really describe their condition or what they said. So it's basically a he said, she said at this point, but the mother is making some pretty explosive charges here.
But a lot of folks watching this trial, both there in Pakistan, but also here in the United States, to see how this might proceed forward.
Absolutely. I mean, look, these are five young men who seemingly had promising futures here. One of them, the guy who we're talking about, Rami Zamzam, was a promising dental student at Howard University. His mother said he had just taken some of his final exams for the fall semester, and she told me that he had claimed to her at the time that he was going to a conference in Baltimore, and then he just disappeared. She knew something was up. She didn't think he was going to a conference in Baltimore, but she did think he was going somewhere further away that might be more dangerous, and that he didn't tell her simply because he didn't want her to worry. Since then, the five young men have said that they were going to the wedding of one of them in Pakistan, and that they just didn't want their parents to worry. Well, the Pakistanis simply aren't buying this. But either way, it's of a lot of interest here, because you know, a lot of these, some of these guys were really kind of like the guy next door. One of them was a wrestler at a local high school who was very successful. They were all known as guys who helped out in the community. So, given the fact that they are all Muslim and they all disappeared and according to authorities, wanted to commit jihad, it's just kind of an interesting case, and it has had a lot of following in this area.
We're going to make a turn to politics because the Florida race, as we head into the midterm elections, everybody is watching this race down in Florida.
A lot of people are watching it because it's a crucial seat, obviously, for both parties. I mean, the Republicans want to hang on to that seat in Florida. The Democrats want to capture it. And right now it's being very hotly contested on the Republican side by Governor Charlie Crist and by a young rising star, Marco Rubio. And Rubio has been pounding Crist in the polls. He really has taken this race by the throat. And Crist is really is trailing to such an extent that Crist is thinking about dropping out of the race and running as an independent. Now, he's being warned against doing that by the Republican Party, essentially, but he's thinking about it, and it could happen next week, because he's got to make a decision one way or the other. But one of the things that is maybe at least a blip on Rubio's radar here is that we're getting reports that the feds might be looking into his alleged misuse of a credit card that he was issued by the state Republican Party in Florida during the time that he was the Speaker of the House in Florida a couple of years ago. There were personal charges on the credit card, grocery bills, repairs to his family's minivan, a purchase at a wine store. Now, I spoke with one of Rubio's aides yesterday who said, look, on the personal charges, he's paid all of that back to American Express. On the things that were not paid back, the aide says that those were all approved by the Republican Party and then the people who essentially were in charge of the credit card. So the aide to Rubio and Rubio himself have claimed that there's no malfeasance here, there's nothing that they did wrong, but it is something that's worth watching, because the Miami Herald and St. Petersburg Times, which essentially broke this story, got some documentation from anonymous sources, you know, with the details of these personal charges on his credit card.
It's just it reminds me so much of that race in Connecticut, the Lieberman race in Connecticut, where he eventually ran as an independent, but almost that same kind of feel, but on the Republican side.
That's right. And, you know, the Republicans have basically already started to circle the wagons on this whole thing. They're essentially going to come at Charlie Crist with guns blazing if he does that. If he bolts the party and runs as an independent, they're going to throw everything that they can at him to try to defeat him and to try to essentially discredit him politically. They've essentially, you know, CNN got, we got our hands on an email from a Republican Party strategist who's appealing to all the consultants who are involved with Charlie Crist to, quote, tell him to do the right thing, meaning if you're going to drop out of the race, just drop out and save it for another day and stay in the party. Don't go as an independent, because if you do, we're not only going to support Rubio, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure that you're beaten. But Crist, you know, ironically, what's interesting about this is that Crist has been a very popular governor in Florida, and there are some polls that suggest he could do pretty well in a three-way race. So it's something that's going to be very attractive to him.